Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
You know, my goal was to be, it still is to be in the music industry, but when I look, think about it, I make songs and I have to copyright and publish them because I was told to protect it. And it's important for me to do that because I hear these hoodlums outside. I don't know how do they know. Maybe they hear my songs on the radio who say that they get a rapper to use it or to manipulate my songs by making money online and so on. In other words, they're stealing. I think it's a crime if they committed fraud or use my songs without permission. That's stealing. But when I look at the music industry, there's several cases, you know, like Blur Lines and Come Together. I'm looking at several cases, Come As You Are, with Nirvana, or I'm looking at rap songs or pop songs that have been allegedly stolen. I don't want to end up like that, you know? Not to mention, you know, looking at Led Zeppelin, how many lawsuits that they settled. If you can look it up for, because of some of the songs, like Whole Lot of Love, they settled out of court. I don't want to deal with that. That's not why I came into the music business. I did not want to be a professional singer-songwriter because of someone's theft. Or have to go to court to get back something that I written. Life is already painful because no one gave me that chance to be in the industry in the first place. I spent 3 decades writing. I paid my dues many decades, many years over. And I don't want to deal with that shit. I already got these con artists, the same ones who said they may have used my song or got homes with my song. They committed a serious felony. Then they said, oh, Dub Knight has got a talent. And, yeah, you know. And they said that to get me to continue to write so they can steal. I don't want to deal with no low-life, sociopath, narcissist, selfish bastard who belongs in a state penitentiary or who shouldn't be in the industry. They shouldn't be in the industry at all if they can't write or play, looking for the steal or the stuff on me to get ahead. But it is true about songwriting theft. I was looking at obvious examples. Then there was ones that I was surprised. Beatles Come Together. There were several songs that were sued. Chuck Berry, You Can Catch Me. So, you know, I just cannot believe the biggest acts, you know, the Rolling Stones, Bitter Meets Sweet Melody, Blur Lines. I am so surprised a lot of these people are stealing people's music. And I don't want to be like, you know, it really is a frivolous business if you really think about it, how many songs were used over and over again. I write authentic. I get influenced by songs. I get influenced by musicians. I surely do. I tell you, I listen to like people like Eddie Money, or I listen to Led Zeppelin, or I listen to R&B things or pop songs like Michael Jackson, but I have to write my own music. I have to write it original. But the naive side, when I was younger, I could not imagine how much corruption there was in the industry to steal. It's hard enough to get in the industry, which I never really did until I got the indie label. But it's really difficult to deal with or to understand the fact that people steal so many lawsuits. Then I don't want to deal with people who got songs stolen or don't get paid. They didn't get paid, you know. You know, like the song Kiss by Prince. You know, he wrote majority of it, but there's some people who added things to it. There was another group who was involved in it, and Prince gave them no songwriting money. I really don't want to deal with that either. Write a song and then someone gets all the songwriting money, or sign away everything for I get nothing on the song. That was not what I had set out to do. But that's why I copyrighted and I published it. The reason why I really published my songs is because those people keep really mentioning, saying they're a rapper and they want to use my song or they used it. They should go to jail for that. There were people who went to jail for using other people's songs. I heard someone got lost some money from a song they didn't write. They went to jail for 3 or 4 years. It was for a song that was on the top of the British charts. And then there's all these lawsuits. But the thing is, I would deal with that. I could deal with that, you know. As long as I write, I will win because I will write, because I wrote the song authentically. I had no song in my head, in the recording studio or when I wrote it. I didn't try to pretend to be like somebody else. So it really was difficult. You know, but I know that if I write a hit song, somebody may make up a story and say they stole it. I just deal with it because I will never steal someone else's music, and I would win in court because I had to write original. I had to write my own style, copyright, and publish my songs as much as possible. But I dealt with people who wanted to say rapping or whatever they were. Want to steal my music. That's not fair. But my stance is that it's important for songwriters who are struggling like me to protect your music. There's so many songs. I can't believe how many songs, how many lawsuits there is. And, you know, it really is sad. Yeah, it is true. I don't want to put down Prince because Prince Wright is one of the greatest musicians and songwriters ever. But when I listen to or find out that other people were involved in his songwriting and some of his songs, and they didn't get no songwriting credit, I don't want to deal with that. There's several incidents where people have written songs that never got any credit for it. I don't want to deal with that. I had to deal with it. I have got credit for it. I earned it. That's why I published it. And that's the other reason why I got 2 publishing companies, so that I can protect my music. I did that purposely to protect it. If you got a song, protect your music. I'm going to leave it there. I wasn't supposed to talk about this issue before, but I have to. That's all I'm going to say on this topic. Thank you. Good day, good night from Dove Night.